Welcome to the Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm here with head cross country coach Kevin Scola. You guys have had three races since we last talked. How do you rate your team's performances as the PBC championships loom?
Really good race this past weekend. The vast majority of people that ran their fastest race of the season were peaking at the right time.
Yeah, senior Mia Crankfield has led the women's team the last two races. You know, she's someone that you've really been able to count on, and she's been with your program all 4 years. How is it to see her rise through the ranks?
It has been an absolute joy to see what Mia has been able to do this full season. She's just continues to improve. She's doing great in the classroom. She's everything that a student athlete should be.
The men's team has been led by several different guys throughout the season. How is it to see this young team approaching and, you know, getting used to the college cross-country scene?
Just dealing with a longer race is that much more difficult for everybody. Just the additional 2 miles, and they're still slowly figuring out what a third and fourth mile looks like each week.
Coach, thank you for the time as always, and thank you for listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back after this.
As the holiday season rolls around, please consider supporting Lander University Athletics on Giving Tuesday, November 29th. With over 740 student athletes and 23 sports programs, Lander Athletics aims to build on the tradition of successes from the first 3 years of the Lander Athletics Giving Tuesday initiative that has raised around $250,000 to ensure Bearcat sports programs continue to thrive in the classroom, excel in competition, and develop tight community bonds in Greenwood, South Carolina. Each sports program has tailored their own goals for Giving Tuesday to address unique needs that they hope to fulfill in order to enhance the overall success of their program and to further Lander University Athletics' mission. Those interested in supporting Lander Athletics Giving Tuesday can visit LanderBearcats.com for more information. Online donation pages will be available to accept gifts starting Tuesday, November 8th.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show, here with rugby coach, Coach Billings. You guys have gone 1-1 since we last talked. You started off with a tough loss to nationally ranked Belmont Abbey, but you were able to keep the Crusaders at bay after they got out to a big lead in the first half. What does it say about your team able to stay focused in a high-octane game?
Well, that one, you know, it was tough because we got behind in the penalty count, and so we had a yellow card in about 15 minutes into the first half, and then we had a second yellow card, so we were down two players, and that definitely gave them a lot of momentum. They scored a lot of their points in that kind of like a power play in hockey. You know, instead of playing with 15, we were playing with 13, our inside center, who really was playing great that game, and our fly half. So it'll be like you're down one of your best running backs and your quarterback at the same time.
Yeah.
And then you have to move a tight end over to quarterback, and, you know, somebody's got to run the ball. But we were down two. They scored a lot. And once we got back to full strength, we kind of found our groove, you know, fixed some things that we were making mistakes at the breakdown. We were able to kind of get into our attack, and our defense was starting to, you know, line speed improved, our line integrity, so that kind of kept them from scoring at that point, and we were able to control our side of the game a lot better. So,
well, you guys had some physical games. You played three physical games in a row. How is it to finally have a break?
It's nice. You know, it allows people to recover, because every time we play the Citadel, they're kind of, you know, some of our, that's our rival, but it's also guys that our guys are really close to, so they fight like brothers sometimes, and then they hug it out after the game. But no, they were very physical, and so we took some bumps and bruises, and it is nice to let those bumps and bruises sort of heal.
You guys came back on Saturday and bounced back in an affair against the Citadel. It was a game with punches and counter punches. You know, talk about your team's performance being able to come up on top with a late try.
That was an exciting game. It was definitely stressful from the sideline. We got on the board early with a penalty kick. Then they came right back with a try. Then we were able to score. And by the time, you know, it was going into halftime, you know, last possession of the half, we were down by 8. So we scored a try and converted. So it was a 1-point deficit at the half. In the second half, you know, we scored, then they scored, and then we were down to the last 3 minutes, and we were down by four, I think. And then Kerry Cortez, freshman, he took it literally the length of the field. We forced a turnover, so we got to scrum at 5 meters, and then he took it 95 and touched it down under the post, and then Moosey converted the kick and gave us the win with less than a minute and a half on the clock.
Last Saturday was senior day for you guys. Talk about what it's like to have the first 4-year seniors in the program.
It's something I experienced a lot when I coached high school. I coached the same program for over a decade, but here it's kind of neat. You know, these people are graduating college and they're truly starting their adult life. And you know, I've got Hayden Bullwinkle, one of our captains. You know, he deployed while he was in school and had a combat tour, and he's going to be going full time into the military as a second lieutenant. And I've got Kim Smith, you know, who's going to graduate with a 4.0 and, you know, multiple, all academic team and just awesome kid. I actually had him and I taught him in high school.
Wow.
And he came here with me. Got DeLon Cooper, who also, you know, graduate second lieutenant through our ROTC program. Jeremiah Rosenbrook, and I've coached him from middle school till now. So, I mean, I've coached this kid for almost 9 years. And then Eric Burkett, first-generation college kid, is going to take over, his grandfather's family business. So it's kind of exciting to see these young men and how they're going to go into adult life.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys do finish your fall slate with a road game at UNC, and then you host Belmont Abbey. You know, what's your message to the team coming down the final stretch of the season?
Well, you know, we're still in the hunt to win our conference, and you know, we do need somebody to give Belmont Abbey a loss, and then you know, if we can win the next two games, if we can beat UNC, then beat them, then you know, it comes down points that we could possibly share the title of our conference and that sort of thing. So. Yeah, we need some people to help us out, but we're still in it.
Coach, thank you for your time as always. We'll have more of the Bearcat Coaches Show after this.
Break on the Lake offers a menu loaded with a wide range of delicious seafood and steaks, along with amazing selection of handcrafted cocktails. From appetizers to soups and salads, Break on the Lake's food is served with an intimate space perfect for a cozy meal with family or a quiet date night. Whatever you're here for, you can always count on Break on the Lake for fresh seafood and a warm welcome from their team. Thanks to Sports Break and Break on the Lake, proud sponsors of Bearcat Athletics.
All right. Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm Turner Kirby, Assistant Sports Information Director, here with Head Field Hockey Coach Robert Shank. Robert, you guys went 2-1 last week, and your wins came in completely different fashion. Your first game, you dominated Maryville 5-0. How were you guys able to manage to stay on the front foot that entire game?
Yeah, I think the excitement of just being on the road in the hotel, the group was just amazing. We just started that game with a bit of a surprise in our penalty corner, something we practiced just to have fun out there. And the team did amazing. We just kept going and defended with the whole team.
And then you come out a couple days later against Lindenwood, Division I opponent, and it was a completely different story. They seemed to be on the front foot the entire game. You guys couldn't really get in the attacking zone. But then overtime came around. You guys were able to keep them off the scoreboard, which was probably more impressive because they had a huge shot advantage over you guys. But it got in the overtime, and you guys completely flipped the script and were able to get that goal from Emma Allen to knock off the Division I Lions. How were you guys able to keep a good mindset throughout that game and come away with that win?
Yeah, I think the mindset was just to defend. Lindemann played a really strong game, and we just defended for about 55 minutes of that game. Due compliments to the goalies with all the saves, Victoria in the back, who was just doing a phenomenal game. It wasn't pretty on our side, but it's just one of those games where you just have to accept that, you have one person on the bench. You're not that stretched out. You just need to defend, and we defended as a whole team for the entire game. We, as you said, we did manage to go into overtime, And then overtime is our game. We only practice 6v6 because we only have 14 players. There's the so the overtime is kind of in our favor, playing wise.
So you talked about your goalkeepers, Isabel and Kelsey. They got two shutouts last week and only allowed two goals against Newberry. How would you rate your goalkeeping tandem's performance over this season so far?
Yeah, no, they're amazing. Just the both of them in that goal, it's kind of a relief whenever a team just goes out. You have that, you know, that concern that it's gone. Like the goalie will be there. They're just amazing in what they do, and they're growing every week. Communication, standing, it's. I can't even describe how lucky I am that that those two are in my goal. Yeah, sharing minutes, I think that's the only disappointment for them. But they just handle it so well, and they're supportive of each other. And yeah, they're doing amazing.
So this last Saturday, back at home, you guys lost a heartbreaker to Newberry. You got an equalizer in the fourth quarter, but just couldn't find that shot in overtime. But Newberry was up until recently was ranked in the top 10. So how were you guys able to keep it close with one of the best teams in the conference and in the nation?
Yeah, no, it's one of those same games. Like it didn't really work out in our favor. Newberry just had us all over the field. And we were very lucky to get out the overtime, the last, like a very late goal. But yeah, like you said, it's just the team. They just carry it. They just keep going. I'm asking them things and they just deliver. So yeah, very happy with my team in that perspective. And yeah, I think we just ran out a little bit out of legs in the overtime. It happens. That's just the situation that we're in this year. But just to get there at that moment, it didn't really have to do anything with winning or losing. It just had to be with, hey, we are a team, we are a growing team, and we're gonna do really well in the future.
And so you talked about overtime. You guys have played 3 overtime games this year. You haven't won them all, but you guys have outshot your opponent 16-5 in those extra frames. How are you guys able to find, with just a short bench, to find that extra set of wind to be able to dominate in those extra time periods?
Yeah, like you said, 16-5, it's kind of big numbers. With overtime, it's one of those moments you go with the whole team. You really focus on finding that corner or that goal. And the moment your whole team is committed in going in there in attack, and the moment it doesn't work out, it's a counter on an entire field. It's like a ping pong match sometimes with where you just play with energy, conditioning. It's tough. And our game is, we are very in attacking position, like a very attacking team. And it just, if it doesn't work our way, or their goalie makes an amazing save and they break us, that's just hurting on our legs. So that's, that's just one of those things we have to work on.
And so you guys have another 3-game week coming up. You guys start off with Converse again today, travel to Newberry on Saturday, and then travel to Wingate playing them for the first time on Saturday. So how can you guys build on this 2-1 week last week and try to get some wins against 3 really good opponents?
Good question. No, it's the whole team. As long as we're staying together, as long as we're happy, making sure that we sleep all right, we eat correctly. And then as a team, we just stay together and we're supporting each other. And right now, I think that's the main focus, just to make sure that those 3 games, it's going to be a tough week. But as long as we're staying together, we're happy. We're having that energy to just go out for the next 3 games. I think we're hopefully going to do some damage over there.
All right. Head field hockey coach Robert Shank. Robert, thank you very much. Safe travels up for these 3 road trips. And good luck this week.
Thank you.
Open since 1959, the Dixie Drive-In is home to the Dixie Cheese. A short order restaurant with a family-friendly atmosphere, the Dixie Drive-In offers comfort foods like burgers, fries, and sweet tea. Located across the street from the Jeff May Complex at 600 Montague Avenue, be sure to plan your post-game meal at the Dixie Drive-In.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show here with head women's rugby coach Ken Pape. You've had 2 tough matches against 2 top teams in the conference since we last talked. How do you feel about your team's performance in the fall season?
Well, I'll tell you, we are a brand new program. We had never played 15s as a group. Last year we played 10s, which is not the official version of rugby. Prior to that we played 7s. Our 15s team came and brought it, and where you've got a lot of teams around the conference, just starting out like us, not able to complete a season, we did it. We survived. You know, we went from playing the top two teams in the country with, you know, Life and Navy, and, you know, playing against Citadel, we had a good bounce back. And then, you know, you play off against teams like Westchester, runner up to the national championship last year, and Queens, got 60 players on the roster, you know, an Olympic hopeful as a coach. You know, it's going to be a tough road, you know, and the good news for us is we're young. We are only graduating a couple kids this year. We've got really strong recruits coming in already. We've got, you know, right already we've already signed six players, or we've already committed six players for next season, which is really exciting. It's way above the mark we were at last year, you know, with our goal of bringing in 15 players to add to our 30 already. It'll put us at a nice number of 45, graduating two. With 43 players running into to next season, you know. But our bread and butter is sevens, and we've got a really good sevens program here. Last year, you know, we won the South Carolina State Championship, and this year we're looking to, and we went 4-2 in Tropical Sevens, which is an international tournament. You know, this year we're heading over to the Bahamas. We're playing against the Bahamas national team in sevens. And then we've got South Carolina States again. Landers hosting a tournament this year. You know, we're looking at a big spring schedule, and you know, a lot of the players are really looking forward to it. You know, this weekend coming up though, we have Clemson. Clemson's one of those wild card teams. Either they're going to be really, really good, or they're going to be like they've been in the past, which is really, really bad. We're hoping we get the latter of the two. You know, it's always good to have good competition. You know, it is our Code Blue game, so we're really looking forward to that. But you know, we're really confident that we're going to go into that Clemson game and give a good show for our fans and, you know, the Code Blue folks that come out to support us.
Coach, that's great news. We wish you the best of luck heading into the 15th season, to the end of that, and into the 7th season. Thank you for watching the Bearcat Coaches Show. Until next time.